Hello.
Good evening. My name is Natalia, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. Do you speak Spanish?
Excuse me?
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, in what language would you prefer me to conduct this interview? In English or Spanish?
English.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, as you are aware, very few people vote in no-partisan primary elections for things like the Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for the Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th. If you have already voted by absentee mail in ballot, you can indicate that as well. I have already voted by absentee mail in ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am not registered to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am very likely to vote.
I'm very likely to vote. I have a vote by mail ballot.
Thank you so much. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote mail-in ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, August the 20th? I will vote at my polling place on the election date. I will vote by mail by absentee mail-in ballot. I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
By mail, with my absentee ballot.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Unaffiliated, independent, no registered in a party, some other political party, Republican or Democrat?
Independent.
Thank you so much. What is your main racial background? Hispanic, white, Caucasian, Asian, Asian American, African American or black?
White Caucasian.
Thank you so much. What is your age? From 18 to 35, from 36 to 45, from 45 to 55, from 56 to 65, over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. First, we have Kamala Harris, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. Now we have Cindy Lerner.
Favorable.
Would you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. Next up, we have Richard Prashnik. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very favorable.
Very favorable.
We also have Raquel Regalado.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. Now, if the primary election for the Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Miguel Quintero, Carlos Garín, Alexander Otaola, Eddie Rojas, Daniela Levin Cava, Shlomo Danziger, or Manny Cid?
Daniela.
Thank you. 1 second. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levin Cava?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Now, if the primary election for the Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnik?
Cindy Lerner.
Thank you so much. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Probably.
Thank you so much. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for the Miami-Dade County Commission?
Have I seen anything? Yeah.
Have you seen? Okay. Indeed, what you see, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for the Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
Less likely.
Would you say much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for the Miami-Dade County Commission?
Yes.
And did what you see, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for the Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
No difference.
Thank you so much. You will now be asked just a few short demographic questions before we finish, for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate and 2-year degree, college graduate with bachelor's or 4-year degree, postgraduate degree.
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you so much. Okay, that was the last question. Thank you for your time and have a nice day.
All right, bye.